The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I hate to spread rumors, but someone told me that Eric stood in front of a microwave too many times, and now he's got feathers sprouting from his neck.
Some kind of mutation, I guess.
Eric's very embarrassed about it. The doc told him there's nothing medical science can offer him.
Except maybe telling him to wear turtlenecks.
Anyway, thought you should know.
And now here's your chicken man of the airwaves,
Eric Metaxas.
You know, Todd, I hate to tell you how to live, but that's getting tired. Like, how many times do I got to hear the chicken man insult from a man that is on my payroll? Is that right? Albin,
what?
Is that right?
I mean, be honest with me. It's not
be honest
right.
with me.
Look,
is
I'm
that
on,
right?
It's not. I'm on your payroll. I can't say anything negative.
All
I
can do
is,
nice.
Yes, Eric, you're the greatest, Eric. Oh, please pay me more, Eric.
Oh my gosh.
It's the end of a wonderful week.
I can take ribbing once in a while.
Sure.
But this chicken man stuff, let me just tell you. It hurts.
I know it does. And you're the greatest, Eric. You're just so great. Why would
you
say something like that to a great man like Eric?
Thank you.
I know.
A great featherless man.
That's true.
I'm not just a great man. I'm a great featherless man.
A great man without feathers, as Woody Allen might say.
Yeah. You know where without feathers comes from?
Remind me, please.
Okay. Woody Allen wrote three collections of his humor pieces, most of which were published in The New Yorker.
Right.
And which inspired me to write my humor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I should say, if you're interested in my humor, go to ericmetaxas.com, click on writing, and there's a thing. So I wrote some humor pieces like Woody Allen used to write. In fact, I wrote a letter to Woody Allen, and I sent him some of the humor pieces that were published in The New York Times and stuff, and he wrote me a nice letter back, I have framed at my house.
You should.
My house.
I actually think I saw that.
It's right next to the Wilberforce signature and the George Bush signature. No joke.
I've got a frame there.
Woody Allen, right?
Truth is the thing without feathers.
Okay.
Is that the same?
No, close. You're close. Woody Allen, when he wrote when he put together that collection, the reason he titled it Without Feathers is because Emily Dickinson wrote a poem called that says hope is the thing with feathers.
Oh, with feathers.
So
yes.
Hope is the thing. And she talks about hope being like a bird in a tree or whatever. So he called his thing Without Feathers to be funny.
Yes.
So how do we get on that? Oh, we're talking about the chicken man of the airways.
Oh, yeah.
How Todd hurt my feelings.
Goodbye, Todd. Let's say goodbye to Todd for today and keep moving.
Okay, we're going
to
stop talking about Todd right now. Okay, now.
Okay.
Okay. So
Todd.
I think of this, even though today's Friday the 6th, I think of this as July 4th week, right? A lot of people
sure
on vacation and stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't we share some fun facts about the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the founders, whatever. Hey, speaking of which, if you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com, this is only for listeners. I don't want people outside. If you're listening to this in a car, roll your windows up.
Right.
This is just for you, the listener. If you don't listen to this program, you shouldn't go there.
And if you're listening on the Great Lawn here in New York City, Central Park,
lower it. Okay. If you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. Metaxasforhillsdale.com. If you go there, I'm not going to say where because I don't want anybody to hear in my normal voice, but it's metaxasforhillsdale.com. If you go there, you can sign up for a free college course on the Constitution. You can get – there's all kinds of stuff there, okay? They are devoted to promoting American-style self-government and liberty. They teach their students at Hillsdale. They teach them, the founders' view of self-government and Republican-style democracy. And so let me recommend you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. And if you go there, you're going to see all this stuff. You can get Imprimis for free. You get all kinds of stuff. But it's only for listeners to this program, which is why I – say it in hushed tones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can roll your windows back down, and they can hear whatever they want.
Shout all you want.
Because, you know, there's people – it's the same thing if you order MyPillow.
Yes.
If you put in the code ERIC.
Yes.
you get a huge discount.
I know you
now,
do.
Now, people think, oh, I saw it on Fox News. No. You put in the code ERIC, and you get probably a bigger discount.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you, tell your friends, okay? Now, technically, you're supposed to listen to this program, but do I care?
No.
Just put in the code ERIC and tell your friends, put in the code ERIC. Yeah, your windows are down. I hope other people listen to this because you get the benefits of listening to the show without having to listen to the dumb show.
Yes.
Save money.
Ann and I did that, and we did get our pillows. You get the big ones and the little ones and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But Ann and I did it. I'm enjoying it. Ann's loving it. We love MyPillow.com, code ERIC.
You know, last week, I guess it's more than a week ago, when the president was speaking in North Dakota in Fargo, he did a shout out to Mike Lindell, whom I know personally
we
now,
both
right?
We know him now, yeah.
And Mike Lindell was standing there, and the camera got a shot to him. He did a shout out to him, but Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow,
right?
He knows the president rather well. I don't know how they know each other, but they seem to be friends.
Anybody who invented the pillow has to know the president.
How did people exist before the pillow?
I don't know that.
The pillow existed. Where did you sleep?
Where? I don't know.
It's hard to believe that a guy as young as Mike Lindell invented the pillow.
It's very hard to believe.
Isn't it?
It is.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, I feel like you're saying my grandparents didn't have pillows?
Apparently not.
I mean, it's weird.
Right.
Anyway, he invented the pillow.
Code word ERIC.
And you got to use the code word ERIC to get the discount.
Yes.
To get the discount.
Only ERIC works.
Okay, ERIC. ERIC. Now, we've got to share some patriotic things before we go. Oh, by the way, today, some of you listened to Robert Leon Davis. This is the man who hid in the woods.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
For 22 years. Not a joke. To escape from the law. It is one of the craziest stories I have ever heard. Right. Robert Leon Davis. We've got part three with him coming up in a couple of minutes.
So also make sure you get part one and two, but part three is great too.
Yeah. We should re-air that
soon.
We will. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, here's some fun facts since it's the July 4th week. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Two signers of the Declaration of Independence, both of whom became president, died within hours of each other on July 4th, 1826, while the country was celebrating its 50th birthday.
Wow.
Do you know who those signers and presidents were?
Okay. Jackie Mason and Jamie Farr.
No, Jackie Mason never became president of the United States.
I keep getting that wrong.
And Jamie Farr, you're probably confusing him with John Hancock.
Oh.
Jamie Farr played Corporal Klinger.
Oh, he did. That's
on
right.
The MASH TV series.
Wasn't that Schultz? No.
No.
I see nothing.
That's Hogan's Heroes.
Okay. But who were they? Let's get to the answer.
Okay. The two presidents were John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. John Adams was the second president of the United States, and Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. The two of them, basically, they had a big falling out. It went on for years and years and years. And then they finally made it up at the end of their lives. But as old men, they both lived to see the country turn 50.
Mm-hmm.
So on July 4th, 1826, on the 50th anniversary of July 4th, 1776, each of them celebrated the nation's 50th birthday and died.
That's something.
Now, what are the odds that these two founders would die not just on the same day,
right,
but on July 4th? And not just on July 4th, but on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary. That is one of those things that you really have to scratch your head.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would make of it. In other words, I wrote a book about miracles, so I take it very seriously.
Kind of almost like a miracle.
I take it very seriously when people say something's a miracle.
Yeah.
So I don't know that this rises to the level of miracle.
It's a wild coincidence, that's for sure.
But I would say, well, actually, let me put it this way. I think on some level it probably is a miracle, but I don't know.
I think it was kind of a blessing in a sense, because when you pass on to the presence of the living God, that's a blessing.
Well, John Adams was serious about his faith. Jefferson is a bit of a question mark.
Mm.
He seems to have fathered children by his slave, Sally Hemings. And he's I don't know where he stood. People argue about that. But anyway, it's just an amazing fact. An amazing. If you didn't know that, folks, seriously, that is true. And it's amazing that on the 50th anniversary, July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of this country, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, two of the greatest founders, died on that day. When we come back, folks, more of the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around. Was your father as bold as a sergeant major? Well, how come he told you that you were hardly old enough? Yes. And yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you.
America is falling in love with Mr. Rogers again. Entertainment Weekly raves. It's the movie we need right now.
Fred's theology was love your neighbor and love yourself. It was a communication right into their hearts.
Mr. Rogers' faith has inspired us all.
Thank you for whatever you do to bring joy and faith to our world today.
Please? Won't you be my neighbor? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now in theaters everywhere.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes, get gone, get rhythm.
when you get the blues.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And you will remember, if you listen to this program, you know, a number of weeks ago, we had one of the most extraordinary stories ever on this program. I was talking to Robert Leon Davis. He's a man who was a fugitive from the law. He was a corrupt cop who decides to make a run for it into the woods and lives in the woods for 22 years. It's one of the most amazing stories. So if you haven't listened to that, I want to re-air that soon, the full story. But after we talked for close to 2 hours, I realized I still am not done talking to Robert Leon Davis. His book is Running Scared. He tells the story of what happens in that book. But there's just so much else. And so I got him back on the phone today. Robert Leon Davis, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
It's wonderful to talk to you. You're a lot of fun. And your story is just such an amazing story. To reprise it for people who don't know anything about it, give us the very short version of your story.
Short version, became a cop at a young age, was honorable in the force, was turned by other bad officers to become bad myself, became one of the worst ones on the force, set up in the sting operation, arrested, put in jail, skipped bail, and couldn't find no place to go being an ex-cop and knew the U.S. Marshals would be on my tail, so came up with the project or the thought that where could I run and where could I hide, and I knew that I couldn't go anywhere but one place, and so I did research and studies on how to stay in the woods, which and other locales, because I came out periodically, stayed in the woods. But
that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you when we last talked. I mean, you make a decision, a wild decision, that you know, if you go to jail, you're going to be killed, because the people in the jail, you were going to send you to the prison, they wanted to kill you, and you knew.
Well, the message was sent down. Yeah, the message was sent down that there was a special party for me.
Special party, yeah, special killing party. So you said, I don't want that. And so you decide to run, and your decision was that the only safe place for you to go is to leave the country and go into the woods of Canada.
That's it.
Now, my question is, when you were initially made this decision, how much time did you have to study before you ran? How much time did you spend?
I had a court case coming up in approximately about 3 months. And so every day, and you got to keep in mind, this is before the advent of Google and Internet and all this kind of stuff, you know. There was no such thing as Googling and cell phones in your hand and pick up Yahoo. You had to go into a physical library back in the 70s. And so I went there, and as much as I studied, and I was top in my class in the police academy because I was a very studious person. As much as I studied to try to live in the woods, as I was saying to you before, I had special days I would go. Well, library was closed on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday I would go for about 3 months and pick a different subject to study and master until I was able to be able to recite it in my mind. And as I was saying to you before, it's a lot involved me, because I'm from New Orleans and I had never been a hunter, so to speak. So I had to every day I would read a book, you know, about how to hunt and trap animals, learn about navigation techniques, map readings, and using first aid, and learning about topography and weather techniques, and edible plants and poisonous plants and body regulation, temperatures, just all kinds of stuff.
I cannot tell you how fascinating it is to me that you know, it's one thing. I think a lot of people could think, like, I decide to run for it, and you run. People could identify with that. But to identify with your personality, that you are so deliberate that you make this decision, and then you spend 3 months studying day and night to master these obscure things that you believe you're going to need in the depths of
the wilderness to survive for many, many years. I mean, that's just a level. Are you still that way today? Are you still that focused?
Pretty much. Probably more so now because since my release, I mean, you know, thank God for that. Because as I was saying before, you know, because of the type of life I lived, my reflections are different than other people. I have a different perspective because being on the good side of the law, being on the bad side of the law, and then being an atheist, and then being a believer, not too many people have experienced those kind of sways. And you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so, and really, if you be honest with it, I mean, if you really look at it from a spiritual standpoint, the Lord really never dealt with a person from Jump Street that was honorable from the beginning. I mean, if you look at Paul, I'm not comparing myself to these people, but I'm using the example by forgiveness. If you look at Paul, Paul was essentially a murderer.
Yeah.
Moses during this time was essentially a murderer. I'm saying if you look at it for what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a purpose. You understand? God had a purpose for them. But if you look at the technicality of it, this is what these people were. They were not nice.
Right.
But he restored them. And as I was saying before, you can be forgiven, but he doesn't have to restore you. And there are many people in prison right now that can attest to that. They are Christians through and through. If they had the chance, they would do all kinds of good stuff. But he's forgiven them, but he has not restored them to be out. They still got to do life. Or they still got to do 50 years.
Right.
In my case, it was a little bit different and special in that he allowed me, I chose to be bad, but he allowed me to hang in there and put me to a point right now where I can reflect and I look at the way that I look at life is a lot different than the average person because I've been exposed to so much. Good and bad.
I mean, your story, it's just incredible to say that I'm going to live in the woods indefinitely. When you decided that the only way for me to live is to run into the woods away from everybody, how were you thinking of your future? In other words, you were a young man. This is 1979.
Right.
You're a young man with your whole future ahead of you. Now you're afraid you're going to get killed, so you decide to go into the woods. Right. How long did you think you would be in the woods? Did you ever think?
I thought I would die there. I really did. I thought I would die there. And that was a better death for me than prisoners rape. Because I knew the vernacular of the special party. That was something back in Angola that was said to prisoners, potentially political or police officers, because you got to understand during that time you were put in general population. And I knew what the sheriffs were telling me. That means that I was going to be raped and they were going to kill me. And like I said, during that time, I had placed over 20 people in there. So I knew what it was. And the decision to come to running wasn't necessarily a decision where I sit down and said, okay, now let me run. No, when that message hit me, when I went to the preliminary hearing before the court, you know, you have your preliminary hearing.
Yeah.
And when those sheriffs, which were a friend of mine's, they were transporting prisoners back and forth from Angola to the court, told me on the side, said, hey, Rob, look, I got to tell you something, man. When they told me that, they helped me make that decision because I was either looking at debt or either I could run. And so I decided to run. And I wasn't just, I mean, what I did essentially when I figured out that the woods would be the only place, I actually did a little test run. There was a park. We have a park here. There's a big, major park. And I went out in the park about 10 o'clock at night, and there was no strangers or anything, no park rangers or nothing like that out there. And I stayed out there in the park with a blanket on the grass. And I did that for like three days in a row. And I would jot down with a little flashlight what I missed. What I would need. One night it was raining. What do you do when it rains? I even studied stuff. I got into it. Animals even dictate certain stuff. You know, I knew that. You know, I figured out in the woods that, you know, spiders don't make webs the day before it's going to rain. You know, all kinds of little things. You know,
I didn't know that. Spiders know when it's going to rain.
Oh, animals, you know, animals by nature. I mean, even birds. I mean, if you see birds all of a sudden getting on up, I mean, they know winter coming. I mean, they have built-in senses to know, you know certain stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It's just so cool that you studied this stuff. It's just fascinating. I got so much more I want to ask you. Robert Leon Davis is the author of Running Scared, 22 Years, Fugitive from the Law, Hiding in the Woods. We're going to be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
When they try to lead me down the aisle, so if you want me to stay a while, don't start changing my style. It's always been my plan.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Folks, on May 18th, Mike Lindell and MyPillow set a world record for the largest pillow fight in history. Thousands of people participated at the Pulse event in Minnesota. The event was dedicated to giving hope to those who've been hurting or those who have lost hope. Mike Lindell used his story of being a drug addict, finding his way, and then becoming a successful businessman to encourage others to redirect their lives and bring Christian values to it. To see the world's biggest pillow fight ever, go to MyPillow.com. The event was a huge success. Mike wants everybody to share in the excitement. And by the way, for a limited time, MyPillow is offering the standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com and put in, here's the key, folks, MyPillow.com, put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas, MyPillow.com, or you could call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Eric or Metaxas. But again, the phone number, you got to put in Eric or Metaxas to get the discount, MyPillow.com.
Saw you there standing by the ocean.
Hey there, folks. That's the Orange Peels. Aaron Clapp on vocals. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to Robert Leon Davis. The book is Running Scared. Robert, your story really is so many pieces to it. I have to ask you, when you got out of the woods, this is 2001 or two? I can't remember.
2001.
Okay.
This is 79 to 2001.
Right. So you found God in the woods, or God found you. There was no doubt in your mind. It was really miraculous what happened to you. How long was this period of where you decided that atheism is not it? I mean, because you did not have God in the picture at all. You pushed him away, and then suddenly at some point you opened your mind to this possibility.
Well, when I talked about my book, the Rock and the Can story, I mean, like I said before, when I got to a point where I was testing God's plan, God's nature, and I, as I said, I placed a rock on top of an old coffee can and said, if I wake up in the morning, this rock is under this can, I will believe you're real and I will give myself up instantly. And as I said before, a lot of critics and skeptics and whatever you want to call them, because you got people that are always going to come up and be naysayers. They say, well, a squirrel was known for taking off rocks, or it could have fell from the wind, or a bird could have taken it. I don't care what took it or what happened. For me, the rock wasn't there. And I instantly lost all atheistic viewpoints. Matter of fact, I can't remember exactly what day of the week this happened, but I'm using an example. If this happened on a Monday, I had turned myself in by Tuesday. The next day I caught a train.
This completely blew your mind after 22 years in the woods.
Yeah, completely blew my mind. I called my family that I hadn't spoke to in over 2 decades. I tracked them down, and some of them was like, you know, yeah, are you sure you want to do this? You've been gone a long time. You know, you're still looking at 30 years. And nobody discouraged me from giving myself up, but they were just saying that, right.
So you give yourself up. You're totally convinced God exists. And what have you been doing now? This has been, you know, close to 2 decades now that you've been living a free man. What do you do with yourself? I mean, the skills you have are incredible.
Other than, I've written another book called Legal Minds, co-authored with a professor, Dr. Roxanne Davidson. She's a professor of behavior science, and she and I collaborated. I thought it was a good idea to write a book about how to detect police officers, bad police officers, what to do, if you're accosted by one, how to tell one, what to do if you're stopped by police, you know, how to act in certain situations. And she helps me write it in the sense that I talk about real time what happens and how these things can happen. She talks about the mindset of criminals, you know, the mindset of road cops. For instance, when you start hearing a cop, this is the kind of thing she brings in from a psychological standpoint. When you hear a cop talking about why you're speeding in my town, that's a warning. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing, that kind of aggressive thing, you know. So we deal with it from an actual standpoint, that book, Legal Minds, and we deal with it from a psychological standpoint. And so that was one of the things. And then I started my website. All you got to do is Google Rob Lee Adorn, David, you see it. And I have so many articles, probably 100 on there, on other stuff in addition to that, how females can avoid rape. I get a lot of messages from a lot of females and a lot of people on that, because having lived like that in the woods, I see things from a different perspective that others don't. And, like, for instance, like how a female can avoid rape or whatever, I talk about things like, if a female, you live alone, you can have a dog or something like that, but take and put a sticker on your window that says you got a dog. Go to Salvation Army, buy a pair of old men's boots, put them outside your back door. You know, do things to make people think that a man is living there, that somebody else is living there. You know, people have a habit of going to and living in apartment complexes and going to wash clothes and leaving it dope, and by that time somebody can come in. I give tips on how criminals could overplay you, you know, that it doesn't take nothing but a second. You know, so I write those kind of articles. Of course, I speak to churches. And I speak to schools, youths, and police recruits, you know, about, crime and corruption. And like I said, I come with it from a different perspective because, I've been on both sides of it. And I'm smart enough to know how a criminal think because I was once a criminal. And, you know, going back to that about being a criminal, people in themselves, and it's scripturally sound. I mean, you know, we're evil just from a natural standpoint. We just tend to sometimes do good things, you know. And the thing about it is, we all going to fall short. There's never going to be perfection because there can't be anyone more perfect than God or than His Son. So we'll never reach perfection. So I see the whole thing now about the farmer and so many seeds, and some was 20 and some was 30 and some was 40. We blossom, you know, according to what He wants us to do.
Robert. Hold on. We're going to go to a break. We're going to continue the conversation with Robert Leon Davis. The book is Running Scared.
We live in that city forever.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is, try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I like you.
I like you, my dear.
America is falling in love with Mr. Rogers again. Entertainment Weekly raves. It's the movie we need right now.
Fred's theology was love your neighbor and love yourself. It was a communication right into their hearts.
Mr. Rogers' faith has inspired us all.
Thank you for whatever you do to bring joy and faith to our world today.
Please. Won't you be my neighbor? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now in theaters everywhere.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting PatriotMobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Robert Leon Davis. One of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. The book is Running Scared. Now, I just gotta ask you so much, Robert. Were you ever lonely in the woods? I mean, here you are alone for 22 years living in the woods. Did you ever feel lonely?
Oh, yeah. The first, I would say the first 6 months, it was very lonely. You know, you find yourself talking to yourself a lot. It probably wasn't until the only thing broke that, because at that time, the first 6 months, maybe four, I would say around the beginning, between 4 and 6 months, I mean, suicide was constantly going through my head. I had a gun and I wanted to shoot myself. And it wasn't until I saw a fallen bird out of a nest that things changed for me. Because I climbed back in the tree and I put the bird back in the nest, and something happened. I didn't know if the mother bird would return because I had touched it, and she did. And through the months, following months, that bird allowed me to handle those birds. Like I was saying, I saw three or four generations of those birds. So that was for me. I found out about what love is. That love is not necessarily a physical thing. You know, we as humans, we do that. But that's not really what it's about. I mean, love for me is the emotional. Like, I'm an unmarried man, and I was asked this on the news the other day, like, you know, what kind of woman would you want? You know, what kind of woman would you look for? It, for me, at this point where I'm at and what I've been through, it has nothing to do with physicality. I mean, if she's beautiful, according to what society say, fine. If she's big, little, fine. To me, I don't look at that. To me, it's the connection. The birds taught me what real love was, you know, that I'm allowing you in my life. And one of the things I've learned about love is that you don't change nobody or change a situation just because you think it's that way. No, you should accept that person or thing, talking about the birds, for what it is. And that's what they did. I didn't have any special requirements. I didn't put requirements on them. And so nature itself, or God himself, showed me what love
that,
was.
That is amazing. This idea that these little birds were used by God to teach you love, to touch your heart in that way.
Right.
I mean, you shared that when we spoke last time, but that is a very beautiful story.
That was the only reason why when I did leave Canada and things got what I call cooled off a little bit for the hunt for me, and came back and lived in other woods in the United States, the struggle I had was leaving the birds. That was the struggle, you know, and also taught me about love, you know, that if you love someone and or someone died, that's a heavy-duty hit. And even now, you know, when those kind of birds that I'm talking about, they don't have those here, there, up in Canada, they call a gray jay bird, but even today, there's not a. When I sit down on the patio or sit down in the park, you know, I can't help but think about those birds because they taught me the essence of love insofar as you're talking about loneliness. And that kept me stable because every day I would look forward to going and see those birds, how they were doing. I learned how they fly off. I learned how, you know, I learned what a mother is, you know what I'm saying? And I learned about caring. And that's where I'm at now, you know. And like some of your listeners might wonder, like you said, what is some of the things you do today? I still live a rustic life. I think I'll never get rid of that. I mean, I still go out and I still eat wild game food today. I mean, possum, turtles.
What? Say
rabbit.
What? Wait a minute. You said you eat possum and turtles?
Oh yeah, there have been some people on my site that reported that they saw me in the woods, and they weren't lying either, because there's a certain part here where I stay at, and there's a wooded environment, and sometimes I still go out there and trap raccoons and stuff, particularly raccoons and possums, and possums are very easy to catch. I mean, they're almost not. I mean, if you come up on one, he's gonna fall dead, act like he did. I mean, that's nothing, but a raccoon is kind of aggressive, and to give you a vision, I mean, I live a very rustic life to the point that I have a kitchen that I do not use, okay? I use the refrigerator, but I don't cook on the stovetop. You know how I cook? Another thing I don't use, I don't use utensils.
I'm dying to know how you cook. How do you cook? We talked about this
I cook in my bedroom. My family come over and just crack up laugh when they see this. In my bedroom, I have a crock pot. And when I finish field dressing my coon or rabbit, and I put them in the crock pot because I like to cook them for 6-7 hours because that's how I had to cook in the woods. There was no microwaves or nothing. I put them in the crock pot for 6 or 7 hours, and I have the food cooking in my bedroom. Because
why?
For me, I am so used, well, because I'm so used when I was in the woods.
Yeah.
to have to be able to see my food
right.
and smell my food
right.
that in the bedroom while I'm looking at the news, I need that same feeling.
What do you think? You think of like a bear is going to break into your house and steal the food from
know.
The
it's
kitchen?
It's just a habit. I mean, it's just part of the habit. I mean, it's just part of that. It, I can't break it in.
And you obviously like the taste of raccoon.
Oh, any wild game. I mean, any wild game. Coon and rabbit is some of the best meat that you could possibly eat. And I make it in so many different ways. One would think, well, you should be tired of eating it. No, you make it so many different ways. You can make it like a stew. You can put potatoes in it, like a soup. I mean, you know, but the funny thing about it is my family coming like, you're going to burn this crock pot out. I have not used my oven or stove top. Since I've been living in an apartment that I have been living in.
Unbelievable.
I have not used it. And I eat out, like I said, I don't use utensils. I usually just use a little spatula, wooden spatula-like, to stir the food, but I eat with my hand.
Unbelievable. I'm sure your family,
your
family loves that. Your family loves that when you go to a nice restaurant. You're eating with your hands, Robert.
Well, now, I do know how to act with them in public. Okay? I do. When I'm in public, I know how to act, so I pull that off. But in the confines, like I said, in the confines of myself, you know, I like to do my own thing. Right now, I want to mention this lady across from me has a, you know, the reefs.
Oh, like, wait. We're gonna go to a break. When we come back, we're going to hear the rest of that sentence. We're talking to Robert Leon Davis. The book is Running Scared.
Shining just like lightning. I see the sun. I see the sky. I feel so strange. I don't know why.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to Robert Leon Davis. The book is Running Scared, an amazing book. And Robert, you know, you crack me up. That's my highest compliment when people just crack me up. You're really a character, and God got a hold of you. So you said you speak in churches. If churches invite you, you sometimes speak in churches about your story.
Oh, yeah. If you know, for a charge, they invite me. I've been to a bunch of churches, and they've heard my story, and you know, it's just my mission. Usually, when I'm speaking to churches, is to show them that this miracle thing hasn't, it still exists.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a prophet or go around saying you're a prophet, you know, because of a miracle that exists in your life.
Right.
They still happen. I mean, you got to understand, I never knew what happened with the rock and the can because I didn't look underneath the can. But that's not the point. The point was, is that the rock wasn't there. Now, whatever took it, that was on God.
Yeah.
It was still my belief on what I felt, right. You see. So, I do go around and speak to churches.
Now, if people want to reach you, can they go? You have a website. What's the name of the website?
Yeah. The best way to find me is just hit Robert Leon Davis. Just Google Robert Leon Davis, and you'll see my website pop up there.
And what's it called?
It's authorsden.com.
Okay. All right. So,
authorsden.com/Robert Davis.
Okay. So, if they Google Robert Leon Davis,
it's going to show.
They will find you.
Robert Leon Davis website.
And now you just before we went to the break, we just got 2 minutes, but you were referring to a woman. You were just talking about something before we went to the break.
I was just saying to you when you were asking me about some of the things that I do now and some of the habits that I still have. There's a lady that I just thought, and I'm, you know, I'm over 60, so, you know, I'm not a youngster, but to show you how those years affected me, even at my age now, there was a lady living across from me, and you know the little wreaths people put up, like for Easter and Christmas?
Yeah.
The big brown wreaths. Well, this lady across from me, she loves to put up wreaths, and she puts them up for any words. But anyway, you know, it's a big brown wreath, and a sparrow, a brown sparrow, found the inside of it in between the big, large plants, you know, the big, large aluminum, and laid a batch of eggs there. And she was petrified. She said, "Well, Mr. Davis, could you throw that wreath away for me?" And I said, "Yeah, I can." And I was about to throw it in the garbage can, and I thought about the birds in Canada, so I thought maybe I could save the birds and release them later. So I took the nest, and I tried to do some research online on the incubation periods and stuff like that. And the sparrows didn't make it. They didn't make it. But I wanted to give you your view. This is the kind of thing that I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I will try to take on something that someone would just easily dismiss.
Yes.
Because all life is important to me now. You know, and that, like I said, looking at nature, I have no idea when people say we're proven to an atheist that there is a God. I have no idea that you can walk outside and look at a bird or look at a tree or, you know, or look at the moon and not understanding that something, whatever you want to call
right.
it, you know what I'm trying to say?
We're not alone. I'm so sorry we're out of time. When you get to New York, I hope we get to meet in person. Robert Leon Davis, it's a joy, just a joy. We'll be in touch. Yeah. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
Bless you, too.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.